We're learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the top. Just to recap what we learned a machlokes, Rav and Shmuel had a taich with the Braisa that says, Yosef ben Yezer said that Mashkin Bei Mitbechaya, which is Mashkin in the Beis HaMikdash, on the north side of Mizbeach, we said that's Tahar. What does that mean, it's Tahar? So it's Machlokes. Rav said it means Tahar Legamri, according to Shmuel means it's not Tahar Legamri, come Tahar, but can't make other things Tahar in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara had a kasha from a pasuk in Chagai. Chagai, when he was coming to build the second base of Mikdash, he tested the Kohanim. And he tested the Kohanim by saying, Hein yisa ish basa kodesh, which means a sheretz, b'knaf bigdoy. And what touched the sheretz was lechem. Lechem touched the sheretz, that makes lechem a rishon. Vel hanazir is a sheni, yayin is a shlishi, shemen is a revi. Or elko meichel, any type of meichel. Would it be tamei? And the Kohanim said, no, it would not be tamei. And Rav said they made a mistake, and that's the Gemara discussion will be right now. And the Gemara had a kash from there that you see that Shemen and Yayin, which is Mashkin, became Tomei in the Beis Mikdash. What's Pshat? So the Gemara answered because Rav agrees, Bei Midbechaya, that stuff that go on the Mizbeach, and that's the main place where it is, there that Taka become Tomei. Only Mashkin Bei Mitbechaya, which would be the dam that's in the Shlachtoys of the Beis Mikdash, which is the north side of the Mizbeach, that is where the halacha is that it doesn't come tamei. So now the Gemara is going to discuss these psukim in Chagai. Gufa, Rav Omar Shtavish Kahanim. When Chagai gave the Kahanim a test, they made a mistake. For Shmuel Avalei Shtavish Kahanim, they did not make a mistake. Rav Omar Shtavish Kahanim, Rav said they made a mistake. Why? Reviyah B'Kayosh Bayim Minayu. The question that Chagai asked the Kahanim was a shayla about Reviyah. V'amru Lei Tahar, and they said it's Tahar. For Shmuel Avalei Shtavish Kahanim, Shmuel said they did not make a mistake. The question was a chamishi, and they answered right. It's not kodesh. It's not. Which means it's not tamei. And they said it's tamei. They got it right. So Gemara says, I understand. Lefi Rav had a psukim means that it's a revi, but lefi Shmuel that's chamishi. What do you see in the psukim? Bisham le Rav hainuchsev arba'a. It says four things: lechem, nozid. Nozid is like some kind of dish. The yayin v'shemen, it says four things which all touch the sheretz. The first thing, the chalechem touches the sheretz, then the nozit touches the lechem, the yayin touches the nozit, and shemen touches the yayin, which is a revi. Elo shmuel, chamish shemen ole, where's that five? So my answer is, if you shmuel, you have taich like this. Miksiv v'noga k'nofoy, v'noga b'knofoy k'siv. And it's mashma, there was something in his beged together with the sheretz, and it touched the thing that was with the sheretz. So he touched the rishon already. So according to Shmuel, taich, but noga is something in the knafoy, so it's the lechem is a sheni, the nozit is a shlishi, the yayin is a revi'i, and the shemen is a chamishi. And they said no, it's not tamei, so they were right. But noga knafoy, mash noga knafoy. Okay, I just want to speak out. The Tosfos has a very simple question here. Why can Shmuel just teach vel kol meichel is the fifth thing? That's the fifth. That's one of the right kasha Rashi. That why, like all of a sudden, El Kol Meichel, that means or. Everything means with, and you know, and El Kol Meichel means or. So why couldn't you say that? That's what Tosfos kashes, and Tosfos has other kashes because it has different pshat. But we're learning Rashi's pshat. The answer to Rashi would be, since it says a generic term, El Kol Meichel, he knew that meant oi. There it had to mean oi, because it doesn't say specifics. So that's, everything is very specific. Here's El Kol Meichel, it's a general term, and therefore, probably that was the reason why Rashi touched the oi. Akaponim, that's our Gemara here. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, if the people by the Kahanim by Chagai made a mistake. Shavu to Revi or Chamishi. Toshima, the more Pesukim in Chagai, more the next Pesuk right after, which is part of the test, he asked another question. V'yem in Chagai, if you got Tamei Nefesh b'chol Eila, what happens if instead of being a Sheretz, it was a Tamei Mace, someone who touched the corpse? Tamei Mace touched these things. How you Tamei? Would it be Tamei? By Yanu HaKahanim V'yem Yitma, yeah, you Tamei, it'll become Tamei. Hayitma? He said, yeah, Yitma will become Tamei. Bishlam v'lashmuel. So now here, it's a Revi here. Here it's a Revi. It says, if only things touch a Tamei Nefesh, so it's a Revi. Because let's say the first thing was Lechem. Lechem touched the person who touched the mace. So the Lechem is a Risha, Nozit is a Shady, Yayin is a Shlishi, Shem is a Revi. And they said it becomes Tamei. So they got it right. So Bishlam v'lashmuel, with the Hakalay Shtavish, since you see in the second Pasuk Yud Gimel, that they didn't make a mistake. Hasanami before it's Lo Yishtavish, so it's a riot, it's small. And before it was a Chamishi Taka, and it's not a mistake. Ela Rav, if Fi Rav, both questions, question in Pasuk Yud Beis, and question in Pasuk Yud Gimel, are both the same question. One's a Revi from a Sheretz, and one's a Revi from Tamei Meis. Why would one they get wrong and one they get right? What is Taka Pshat? If you're small, one's a Chamishi, so they got it right. But here, they're both Ravi's. So what's the one they get right, one they get wrong? They're taking guesses? El Rav, Maishna Hocha Dishtabish, Maishna Hosm Loishtabish. Why one place they get a mistake, one place no mistake? Omer Rav Nachum, Omer Rav Ravua, Bikin Heim Betumas Meis, Ve'im Bikin Heim Betumas Sheretz. They were more Bucky and Tommy Mace, and they knew that by a Tumah that originates from a Mace, it can make altogether a Ravi. They go to a Ravi. But Tumas Sheretz, they thought that it's actually a strong Tumah, and a Shlishi cannot make a Ravi. That's what they thought. A Shlishi can't make a Ravi. That's one teretz to explain the difference in two psukim. Tomei Meis people know about more. They knew about more. Ravina Amar, a different teretz. Hasam Ravii Hacha Shlishi. Over there, it was not talking about someone who touched the Adam who touched the mace. We're talking about a mace that touched the mace itself. So like Rashi says, Ravina says they weren't bekiyim b'Ravii b'Kayish at all. But Gavi Mace Shlishi b'Kayish b'Emunai. Why? The high Tomei Nefesh across lav Tomei Mace el a Mace Mamish. Kaloima Tumas Nefesh, which means the Tuma of a Nefesh. And a Mace Zaviyavos, and a Mace Zaviyavos a Tuma. So therefore, a Mace Zaviyavos a Tuma, Lechem is a Av, and the Nozir is a Rishon, and Yain is a Sheni, and Shem is a Shlishi. So that is why they knew it was Tomei, because there was a Shlishi, not a Ravii. That's the second mahalach had to answer the chiluk between two psukim. One teretz is that more bekiyim and tamei meis. The other teretz is it's really a shlishi because when it says tamei nefesh, doesn't mean a person who touched the nefesh. It means the nefesh itself. Toshima, let's see the next pasuk in Chagai. This is pasuk Yudalid. So after Chagai gives them the test, he tells them, "Vayan Chagai v'yemer, keina amazeh v'chein hagoyazeh lefonai." This om and this goy, I think one's referring to Klai Yisrael, one's referring to the kahanim. Says v'chein amazeh v'chein agoyazeh lefonai no Hashem v'chein kol ma'aseidem v'asher yakrivu shom tamiu. Pasuk Pshat in the pasuk says Chagai says I see from the questions I asked you that the whole nation, all the kahanim, and everything you do, and everything you makir, are all tamei. Everything is tamei. You know what you're talking about. So you're all tamei. That's the pasuk says. So bishtam l'rav haynu v'dichsev tamei. If you're rav, it's gishmak because he tells everyone you're tamei because you got the test wrong. You flunked the test. Elo l'shmuel, am I tamei? Why are they tamei? So Gemara answers, you can tie to pasuk like this. Atamu yikom atamba. Pasuk means like this. V'yan chag av'yemer. V'chein om azev, v'chein agoy azev, v'chein kol ma'isi yedem. The old tamei, like that. Like people are saying the tamei is not true. You know the answer. That's how you'd read it. Like Rashi says, v'achash v'kim hem v'chistom v'chichom ma'isi yedem tamei. But the Gemara says, I don't like that pshat, because Lashon V'chein doesn't sound like that. But V'chein Kol Ma'aseidem, that usually means B'nechusa, it means like a fact. You don't say a Temu'ah al Degelashon with V'chein. That doesn't work like that. So it can mean that. So what's pshat v'shmuel? Pluk ma'ashvel v'shmuel. On ma'azot Rav Temer Rav Ashi, that this was a nevuah for the future. M'toich shekilku es ma'aseyem, ma'ila aleihem ha'kosav ki'ilu akrivu b'tumah. Which means in the future. Like Rashi says, La'achaz man, he was being misnabe for something in the future. La'achaz man misnabe, she yekalkul ma'aseim by sheni. They're going to do averis by sheni, v'shar averis. And it's going to be ki'ilu, you'll mak of everything with tumma. That's what he says. Everyone is tummy. You know why? Because it meant repeat the future, that you're going to do averis, and everyone will be tummy. Akaponim, Adkan, to explain the psukim in Chagai. Now, we have, comes out, two machloikas in Rav Shmuel in the past two blah. We have two machloikas in Rav Shmuel. One machloikas is the mashkin, the base mikdash, when it says dachon, which means tahar, doesn't mean tahar legamri, or it just means tahar mil tamei acherim. It's one machloikas in Rav Shmuel. We have another machloikas, we don't have another machloikas, we have another shayla, when it says beib mitbechaya, what does it mean? Beib mitbechaya with a test, which means only dam and mayim, which is the stuff, which is the liquids that are found in the shlachtos, or it means also yayim v'shemen, which means any liquid found in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the liquids found on the Mizbeach, usually, that means any liquid found. So what's it going on? So Rav says it's all going to be mitvachayim. But we have these two machlokes we have to work out. So gufa. Rav Tani, mashka Beis mitvachayim. But so I just said it's two machlokes of Rav Shmuel. The other machlokes of Rav Shmuel is about Shtabish. The Bein Mitvachai, Bein Mitvachai, we don't know what Shmuel holds exactly. But it's another din of Rav. Besides saying that Dacha means even itself is Tar, he said another halacha that Bein Mitvachai means Mitvachai with a test, which made midvachai, which means mizbeach. By the way, midvachai with a dalid means mizbeach, because in Aramaic, a zayin and dalid interchangeable. Like gold is called a dahava, not like zahav is dahava. It's interchangeable. Midvachai means like the same word in Hebrew, midvachai. Akaponim, so gufa. Rav Tani Mashka based midvachai. This whole brisa of Eidos of Yesi ben Yezer is talking about the base mitvachai, the part of the base mikdash that they shechted the animals. The Levi Tani Mashka be midvachai. Levi Tani any mashka in the base mikdash, even the mashka of be midvachai of the mizbeach. So according to Levi, all the Eidos is all the liquids in the base mikdash are dachan, are tar. So the Levi. It's good if you hold like Shmuel, the Amar Dachar Miltamei Tumas Acherim, that when it says Tahar means Miltamei Tumas Acherim, Avot Tumas Atzman Yeshlehem. So then it's good, because you get hyped the Pasuk in Chagai. I, the Pasuk in Chagai, says that Yayin Shemen, for example, by Tahar Meis, for sure, they got it right. And Yayin Shemen, it says there that it's Tamei. Why is it Tamei? It's Yayin and Shemen, according to Levi, Yayin and Shemen is part of the Beimid Bechaya of the things that were tar. So Levi, Hani Chesvi like a Shmuel Don Dachem Matamet Tumas Acherim Avot Tumas Atman Yesh Lehem Shemash Kachach Leinai Kula Berishon. You can touch the pasuk. It means like this: Hey Nisa Ish Pasuk Kaidish V'Knaf Bigdoy and V'Noga V'Knafay is either the lechem or the nazid or the yayin or the shemen. So it's good. Either one of these things touch the sheretz. I masculines become tamei. No, it becomes tamei. It's kem matam acherim. So we can touch the pasuk. Well, we have a way to attach pasuk for Levi if he holds like Shmuel. But if he holds like Rav, Eli is so like a Rav, the Amadocha Mamish, that's pure Mamish, Heichim Eshkachas Law, how is it possible to learn the pasuk in Chagai? Because it says there, Yayin and Shemen are getting Mekabal Tumah. It's not Mekabal Tumah according to Rav, it says Docha Mamish. So it must be, holds like Shmuel. He holds like Shmuel. Levi, who holds Bei Mid Bechayet, the Eidus was on everything in the base of Mekdash, all the Mashkin, he has to hold like Shmuel, means that Kavakabotum and Abtamatum Elchem. What about Shmuel? Which way does Shmuel hold? Bei Mit Bechayet or Mid Bechayet? Well, Shmuel, Honich Yisava Lakarav, the Tani Mashki Bei Beis Mit Bechayet, Ava Mashki Bei Mid Bechayet, Achrin, it's a Shmuel, it's if he holds like Rav, the Tani Beishke Bei Mit Bechayet, Mashki Bei Mid Bechayet, Achrin Amitam, Tam, all the things. So then we understand Shmuel, because Shmuel said was that Chamishi is Tar, but Ravi he was masking to. For example, by the time Macy was he agreed to Ravi. So Av Mashke Bei Mid Bechaya Chwini Na Metami Ravi would like Ovid Chamishi Hashlishi but Ovid Ravi, but Hashlishi could make Ravi. Elisava Lakalevi the Tani Mashke Bei Mid Bechaya that the Eidus was even Av Mashke Bei Mid Bechaya was Yain Hashemen. So my ear Ravi, why was saying like Ravi, the loy avid chamishi? I feel a shame of a shlishi, not really avdi. Can't make a shame of a shlishi either. The yayin and shemen can't do anything. And he was masking that yayin and shemen can make up to a Ravi. He just says he can't make a chamishi. So Shmuel must hold like Rav regarding the Eidus, that means bei mit bechaya and not mit bechaya. It means only dam and mayim and not yayin and shemen. Eli is a more as a kash. Yeah, it's Ella. Karcha Karav Svirle. More whole. He holds like Rav. So Kapanim coming like this. Levi, who is Geiris, that means all the Mashkin in the base of Mikdash are Dachan. He has to hold like Shmuel. Dachan Matame Acherim. Shmuel, who holds that it means Dachan Matame Acherim, he has to hold like Rav that will Geiris be Mit Bechaya, not Mid Bechaya, because if he held Mid Bechaya, it'd be a problem. Because Shmuel said that a shlishi can make a ravi, is ravi can make a chamishi. So therefore, that's what comes out. Levi holds like Shmuel, and Shmuel holds like Rav, regarding certain things. That's what comes out in the cheshbon. Levi holds like Shmuel regarding tayt of dachon, because Levi is the one who holds that bei mid bechai means all the mashkin of its mikdash, and Ra and Shmuel who holds that dachon means matamei acherim has to hold like Rav, who says bei mit bechai. So now, if you go to the top of the Amud, the Gemara Kasha. This was the end of the yesterday's daf. Gemara a kasha on Rav from the pasuk in Chagai. And Gemara says, "What, Rav? What do you do? You hold that's dachon matami. So what do you do with the yain and shemen?" So Gemara answers, "He holds bei mit bechaya and not bei mit bechaya. You could have same kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel is taiching you also means shlishi and vi. And Chayyim doesn't have matam achem. Gemara could have same kasha on Shmuel. So the Rishayim already speak this out. And I said the Gemara could have said, but Avada, when the Gemara has tarots, the Rav says the tarots, the Gemara could have said, my said the Gemara has tarots anyway, which in terms of Fishmu also, that it says, be mit b'chai, and not mid b'chai with a dalet. So the Gemara Avada, Gamachlek is Levi and Rav, if be mid b'chai or be mit b'chai means all the masculine respects of Dafka, the ones of Dam and Mayim. Tanik of a say the Rav Tanik was the Levi. Tanik was the Levi. It says in the Brayis like this: Hadam v'hayayin v'hashemen v'hamayim. All these liquids, mashke be midbechayim. They're all included in mashke be midbechayim because all mashkin go on the mizbeach. Dam, you have nisach hamayim, and you have dam by zrika. Just they're not only be midbechayim, which is only dam and mayim. So this is all be midbechayim. This Brayis is going to say that they're all Tahar. She nitmu b'fnim, it became tummy inside the Beis HaMikdash, but it's seen l'chot, she brought it out, tahirim, they're tahar. Why? Because these mashkin are tahar. When we said for Levi, it has to mean it's tahar from a tama acher. So these things that became tummy, they are tahar, even when they leave the Beis HaMikdash. That's the chiddush. Nitmu b'chot, but if it became tummy outside, v'chnizim b'fnim, tummy, it stays tummy. It doesn't get a tour when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash all of a sudden. If it became tummy outside the Beis HaMikdash, that means the whole edus, the whole heter of Bei mid bechayer is only in the base of mikdash. Break the Gemara Kasha. You tell me that if you have mashkin in the base of mikdash, you bring it outside, it's still tar. Any vam rav shuma levi mashkin bei mid bechayer le amru dachum. We only said it's pure, only tar. Elvim kaimam, only in its place. My lab lamutei, it's coming to exclude nitmu b'fnim etzion lechutz. Mashkin is only tar in the base of mikdash. We take it out, it becomes tamei. So tomorrow loy is not what it means. Lamute nitmu bechutz please mafnim. But mkayma means lafuke nitmu becomes tabi bechutz and he brought it inside. But tomorrow mkayma mkama it says it's only tahar mkayma. Tomorrow no hachikama lo omru dachon elish nitmu mkayma. Only is pure. It's only tahar if it's nitmu mkayma. But if it's not nitmu mkayma, then not. Agav legabi chanaka. I want to speak out that it says shemim pach shemim became tamei. What does Rav do with that? Bishlam al fi Shmuel, it's good because we dachem tam achayim. That thing can be tamei itself. How is the pach shem and tamei? Shem doesn't become tamei in the Beis Mikdash, according to one man the Yama. What? The Beis Mikdash loses the shame of dachem. It could be. Maybe it's going. Also, maybe because there's no shita like that. That doesn't become tamei like that. There's no shita holds. Doesn't become tamei and bei mid b'chaya. It's also, but because Levi who says bei mid b'chaya says it becomes tamei itself. It can't be tamei tam achayim. But again, it's a good kasha that they talk about this kasha, the Gabi Chanukah, on this block.